Report, Biden to give speech on threats to democracy. By Hannah Blow on September 15, 2023. President Joe Biden is rumored to be planning a speech on themes related to threats to democracy, according to reports. Multiple outlets detail the speech, which has yet to be officially confirmed, will take place in Arizona, quite possibly on September 28, the day after the second Republican primary debate. The New York Times cites an individual familiar with the planning, who revealed that the speech could be delivered at the McCain Institute. Per the Times, Anita Dunn, a top White House advisor, told Democratic donors about the upcoming speech on Wednesday in Chicago, the site of the party's 2024 convention, according to people familiar with her remarks. The speech is planned for September 28, the day after the debate, which will be held at the Reagan Library in California. The theme of Biden's rumored address is reminiscent of the Soul of the Nation primetime speech Biden, 80, delivered to the nation over 1 year ago. During that speech, otherwise known as yet another Dark Brandon speech, Biden urged Americans to stop MAGA Republicans, whom he has consistently deemed as a threat to democracy itself. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic, Biden said in the September 1 speech. Related, Biden gets heckled, proceeds to rant about extreme MAGA Republicans. MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution, Biden stated, contending that Trump supporters, or MAGA Republicans, do not believe in the rule of law, and do not recognize the will of the people. MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards, he warned. Backwards to an America where there is no right to choose. No right to privacy. No right to contraception. No right to marry who you love. They promote authoritarian leaders and they fan the flames of political violence. We are not powerless in the face of these threats, Biden continued. We are not bystanders in this ongoing attack on democracy. There are far more Americans, from every background and belief, who reject the extreme MAGA ideology than those that accept it. He continued, failing to acknowledge that former President Donald Trump received over 74 million votes, hardly a minority in the country. Trump responded to Biden's critiques afterward in a rally held in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Instead of trying to demonize half of the population, Biden and congressional Democrats should focus on stopping the killing and the bloodshed in Philadelphia and every other Democrat-run city in America, where record death and destruction is taking place every single day, Trump said. Biden thinks making America great again is bad for our country. Do you believe it? That was in his speech, Trump continued. He thinks making America great again is a threat to our country. No, making America great again is great for our country, the former president said to applause. Republicans in the MAGA movement are not the ones trying to undermine our democracy. We are the ones trying to save our democracy. Very simple. Very simple, he continued, making it clear that the danger to democracy comes from the radical left, not from the right. Related, Trump, MAGA saving, not threatening democracy.